voters on Staten Island will pick a new district attorney this fall. The seat came open after Dan Donovan won a special election to replace former Republican Congressman Michael Grimm, who resigned amid a federal corruption probe. Vying for the seat will be Republican Joan Luzzi and Democrat Michael McMahon, two candidates with very different backgrounds and political histories. For more, we're joined now by Rachel Shapiro, a reporter for the Staten Island Advance. Welcome back, Rachel.
Hi, Satir. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, let's start with Republican Joan Luzzi. She has a high profile, but not a lot of political experience. What's her background?
Well, she's got 27 years in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. She is their chief of the hate crimes unit, and she is most recently known for her role as the top prosecutor in the Eitan case, which was ended in a hung jury. So she has quite a bit of experience. She, as you said, is not well known on Staten Island in the political arena. This is her first foray into elected office.
By contrast, Democrat Michael McMahon is a Staten Island political stalwart. Tell us more about him.
Well, Michael McMahon was did a couple of terms in the city council on the North Shore of Staten Island, the most Democratic section of Staten Island, portion of Staten Island. And then he did one term in Congress. He was defeated in 2010 by a unknown Republican at the time named Michael Grimm. So 2010 was the last time that Michael McMahon held public office. So he is a well-known name on Staten Island, and he has proven that he can get votes and he can win elections.
And what are the main issues these candidates will have to address?
Well, first of all, the biggest issue on Staten Island, as per the district attorney's office, with regard to crime, is the heroin epidemic and the prescription drug epidemic. That is certainly something they will both have to address in their campaigns, and they have both mentioned as a top priority. They've also discussed the second highest rate of crime on Staten Island is domestic violence. There is a domestic violence family justice center that's supposed to be opening in the fall to address that crime. And then there's also been a recent spate of gun violence that Mike McMahon has mentioned as something that would be a priority. And shootings are up citywide. So that's not a surprise that it's also up on Staten Island. If that continues, that will be something they'll have to address. And then Joan Luzzi has specifically mentioned home burglaries as a thing to address. It's certainly not something that is on the top priorities list on Staten Island. It's not a major crime that happens often, but it is something that she mentioned.
When Dan Donovan ran for Congress, the Eric Garner case drew little attention. Do you think it'll be an issue in this race?
Going to be up to Mike McMahon whether he's going to make it an issue. Joan Luzzi has said that she essentially agrees with Dan Donovan on this, that the grand jury did their job. They listened to the evidence. They listened to the testimony. They made their decision. The grand jury system itself is a good system. It should stay in place. There maybe could be some minor reforms with regard to releasing information to the public. But all in all, she stands by the grand jury's decision. She believes that there should be some more outreach. There should be some communication with the public. Mike McMahon also has said that he wants to build bridges, as he put it, with groups, and hasn't thus made it an issue, but could very well do so, especially tying Joan to Dan Donovan, Joan Luzzi to Dan Donovan, if he decides. But again, Dan Donovan is a popular elected official, so that might not work for McMahon.
And how do you see these two candidates defining themselves to Staten Islanders as the race ramps up this summer?
Well, Joan Luzzi certainly would do very well to highlight her background as 27 years as a prosecutor, talk about the case that she has won. As we know, the Eitan Pate trial ended in a hung jury. So, you know, that is the one that people know her about, know her from. But she would do very well to highlight her background. Mike McMahon, on the other hand, you know, he is a known name on Staten Island, and he would simply do very well to say, hey, I've been your elected official before. I've represented you in city council. I've represented you in Congress, and I can do it again as district attorney.
Rachel Shapiro is a reporter for the Staten Island Advance. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you, Satirius.
This is WNYC.